Well, welcome again this morning. Good to see all your smiling faces. Are you guys ready to have your hearts filled with the Word of God and to be enriched and to grow and to thrive and to have the kingdom of God move in you and out with the old and in with the new?
Amen.
Yep. Amen. Amen. You're called, you're anointed, you're chosen, you're men and women of God. You're ready to go forth in power and might. Amen. Good. We are talking again about simple fools and mockers in our wisdom series. And last week we covered the simple. And our verse we started with here, this is the beginning of Proverbs. Out in the open, wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public squares. On top of the wall, she cries out. At the city gate, she makes her speech, right? There's a big advertisement going on here. Who's she calling out to? She's saying, how long will you who are simple... love your simple ways. How long will mockers delight in mockery? And how long will fools hate knowledge? So we're talking about the simple, fools, and mockers. Now, the order is a little different here, but what we see in the scripture is it's three different kinds of people, but essentially you're somewhere on that spectrum. If you're not wise, you're somewhere in that spectrum. So today we're talking about you. We're talking about one of the four people. You're either wise, or you're a simple person, or a fool, or a mocker. And sometimes sometimes in any given day, we're all four of those. So, and there are parts of our life that are given over. So I just want to challenge you today. If you haven't listened to if you weren't here for the simple ones, that was a fun message. It's easy to see yourself in these three people. And so I just want you to just kind of take inventory as we're going through this today. Like, yay if you can spot some of that and change. Yay if we can identify some of these things that are characteristic of a simple or a fool or a mocker and say, whoa. So you're saying that's not good. Correct. This is what Proverbs is saying, is that one of these three is not good. Wisdom is calling us to come over to her side, to be wise, to be one of the wise. So look at this. This is that same verse, but it highlights this. See, look. Earlier it says, how long will you who are simple, what do they love? They love their simple ways. They're just this, right? They just don't know what they don't know. They're just clueless, right? They're wrecking their life. They're tripping over things. They're bumping into walls emotionally and relationally and in life. But just because they don't know, often they're young, right? We discussed that last time. What they really need is they need someone to tell them, hey, this, like, don't do that. Like, if you keep on doing that, you're going to keep getting in trouble. Like, right, the electric fence stories that we talked about last time, if you touch the electric fence, you're going to get zapped. If you spit on the electric fence after eating Skittles, your lips are going to get zapped. But here we see the simple, they love their simple ways. They just love just kind of being carefree, but they don't know any better. So they're just kind of going along, but they don't know any better. But fools, wait a minute, there's a whole different description. See, the fool is a whole different character than the simple. You got a whole different bugger happening here. They hate knowledge. Simple love their simple ways. They're just going along doing life, right? Causing trouble for themselves, but hopefully not too harmful, but it can be. But fools, they hate knowledge. Hold on one second here. Thank you. Fools hate knowledge. Let's go to another verse here. Proverbs 1:7, just before those other ones. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And I don't know if you remember this or not, but I said earlier, because the question in one of my books that I was reading, or one of the guys that I was listening to as I was doing research on these, they said, wisdom is so attractive. Like, the benefits of wisdom, the blessing of wisdom, and it's so attractive. Why would you not want to be wise? And one of the things that he pointed out, he said, because of that word instruction, you know, like forgiving instruction, it's often translated discipline. Well, who's signing up for discipline, right? You know, what's one of the things that holds you back, Devin, from going to basketball camp or football camp? Well, if it's not money, it's, well, I got to run. I got to do conditioning, right? Every day, you know, it was 2 weeks ago, maybe. I think it was right before school. So I don't remember when that really hot day was. Taylor was out there that one of his first afternoon practices and down by the field, it was close to 100 degrees. And he came home. He was not impressed. But he stuck it through. He made it and he did good. But it's that discipline, that conditioning, that like that is what does well in our hearts. And so this preacher was saying, why doesn't everyone sign up for wisdom? Because it comes with discipline. I don't know if I like that or not, but we'll skip that for a second. But we see that fools despise wisdom and instruction. So my question is this. Why would someone hate knowledge and wisdom? Why would someone hate knowledge and wisdom? Well, we're going to answer that question as we move through this. But just realize that this is one of the characteristics of the fool. They hate knowledge and wisdom. I'll give you a little heads up here. It's because that they think they already got all the knowledge and wisdom they need. So, but just think of it. The simple are this. They're inexperienced. This is from last time. They're ignorant. They just don't know. They're naive. They're gullible. They kind of fall for anything. And often that leads them in bad paths. Hey, just try this thing. Oh, what's it going to do? Well, you'll get all lightheaded and feel kind of funny, and but just put it on your tongue and whatever. Oh, and then they end up, you know, addicted to some drugs or whatever. Like, they just don't know. They're clueless, right? Here, drink this. What? They're open-minded, but not open-minded in a good way. Open-minded in a gullible way. And it's, as I said already, it's common to the young. So, right, this was simple. These are the simple people. And wisdom is always calling out to the simple. But now here's the fools. The fools are these guys. They're completely different from the simple. They don't learn from their mistakes. See, the simple make mistakes, and they'll probably learn after it, right? I told you last time, you know, when I spit on that electric fence, I was no longer simple about spit and candy and electric fences and what they can do to your lips. Like, I was not simple anymore. I understood that. I got it. Like, it made sense. But fools don't learn from their mistakes. Because here's what they think. Here's what fools think. Now listen, do you see yourself in any of these comments? Here's what fools think. It'll be different this time, because I've got it figured out now. I was talking to someone last week. We just got done talking about the simple. And someone said, oh, I did this, and I did it about 10. Oh, boy, Kirk, you got to pray for me. I did it about 10 times. And I said, well, tune in next week, because that's what we're talking about. The fools don't learn. They don't. Anyone ever had to learn the hard way? It took a time or two or six or 10 or 15. But fools have this idea, well, yeah, that happened last time, but they just wade right into the same waters thinking, I'm good enough. I'll make it happen differently this time. And they end up in the same kind of deal that they were in the last time. They love to talk. We're going to see in the scripture that they love to talk. They think that they're right. Fools have no room for your knowledge and wisdom because they've got it all already. Now, that's none of you guys, I'm sure. But should you ever find yourself exiting a conversation mentally, because you're like, yeah, I know all this already. Just, there might be a little tendency of being a fool. Everyone's really quiet, Jim. They're really quiet on this part. Fools are easily angered. Why? Because they're right, everyone else is wrong, and so that makes you dumb. And so they get mad at you. They're just given, because right here is where all the goodness is. And when this gets ruffled, then I'm just mad because all of whatever else is just not right. And they just get angry. They're closed-minded. Where the simple person's open-minded to a fault, he just believes anything. The fool is closed-minded. He's not open-minded to anything. The fool doesn't want your opinion. The fool doesn't want a textbook because he could write his own and it'd be better than the one that you're going to give him. The fools just won't accept instruction. So we're just going to, just like last time, we're just going to popcorn through Proverbs and just see a bunch of verses on fools, a few different topics on fools. But so just buckle up, buttercup. We're just going to go forward. And if any of these hits too close to home, just point at your neighbor and just say, that's you. Just kidding. Don't do that. We don't want any fist fights in church. Proverbs 8. Remember, again, Proverbs 8 is wisdom speech. Wisdom is making this big speech to everyone that will listen. And Proverbs 8, 4, 5, just a little chunk out of that. To you, O people, I call out. I raise my voice to all mankind. Who's crying out? It's wisdom that's crying out. Now listen, we used this verse last time. You who are simple gain prudence. Prudence. You who are foolish set your hearts on it. I want you to see the contrast here. All right, so wisdom's making this big speech. You guys, you need something. All of you guys, you're causing trouble. You need to, there's a blessing over where wisdom is standing here. You need to come here and get something. Simple people, you need to gain prudence. And prudence, you'll remember, is just kind of giving thought to your ways, thinking about what you're going to say before you say it, think about what you're going to do before you do it, kind of evaluating your life, right? That's what simple people need because they're just clueless. They're like, right? They're not even thinking about, they're not comparing their life to the Word of God and to wise people. They just don't know. They think they're doing everything right already. They don't think they are right. They just don't know otherwise. So you who are simple, get prudence. But look at this. Look at the contrast here. You who are foolish, set your hearts on it. See, the simple have a mind problem. They have an ignorance problem. They just don't know what they don't know. The foolish have a heart problem. The simple have a mind problem. The foolish people have a heart problem. Read those first couple verses that we read? They hate knowledge. That's a heart thing. It's not just they don't know. They like two words that the Proverbs use, hate and despise. One verse says they hate knowledge. One verse says they despise wisdom and instruction. Those are passionate words because fools are passionate people, but not pointed in the right direction. They don't want to hear it. I hate you telling me what I'm supposed to be doing. Back off, Jack. I don't want to listen to you. That's fool talk, my friend. Now, hopefully none of us have ever said that, right? If it was a long time ago when we were fools, right? Now we're wise people now. But if that ever crops up in our hearts, that's fool language. This, I don't want you to tell me what I'm supposed to be doing here. Again, this concept right here. Proverbs 10:8 says, the wise in heart accept commands, but a chattering fool comes to ruin. So here's a wise person. What is the wise person doing? Accepting commands. Who's giving a command? I don't know. It might be the Word of God. It might be the Holy Spirit giving a nudge. It might be a friend saying, hey, can you help me out with this? You should not do that. Trying to give wisdom and instruction. The wise in heart accept, and that's kind of the key word. They accept these commands. But a chattering fool, so over here you got the wise person who's listening to advice, who's listening to the Word of God, who's listening to instruction. Over here, who's listening? It's other people are listening to my big mouth going and going. If you're a fool, your flapper is flapping. Why is your flapper flapping? Because you think you've got everything that you need to know and they need to know and you're right and everyone else needs to know what's in your mind and heart because you're the smart one, you're the right one, you're the one that should be talking all the time. The wise are accepting and listening to instruction. Chattering fools just want to hear themselves talk. They've got something to say, and it's often foolishness. And the Word of God says they come to ruin. They come to ruin. Another verse that says kind of the same thing. The way of fools seems right to them. Here's the thing. The simple, they just don't know. They don't know if they're right or wrong, and they're just kind of doing their thing. They're just kind of going through life. Kind of clueless. But the fools are convinced that they're right. The way of fools seems right to them. But listen, the wise listen to advice. In the same verse in another version. Fools think their own way is right. but the wise listen to others. Okay? One more verse on this one, I think. Fools find no pleasure in understanding, but delight in airing their own opinions. Have you ever known anybody that delighted in airing their own opinion? Have you ever been that person? Don't raise your hands. Is this ouchy or are you guys just tired today? It's ouchy. I know for me anyways. If we can avoid being a fool, man, we love Jesus. Jesus loves you. You're going to heaven, right? The whole idea about wisdom is we're trying to make this journey on earth full of blessing and not pitfalls. Trying to keep us from train wrecking our lives, right? Right? God's got us. We're good, right? All right. But wisdom is saying, yeah, but you don't have to run in the ditch, right? Just walk on the path. Let's have a life of blessing. So if we can identify some of these things that are labeled in the Proverbs from Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived, they're labeled as foolish things, well, then let's not do them. Let's take a new look on things. Instead of, hey, this is not in my notes, but I just thought of this. A fool often will say things like, well, that's just how I am. That one, it hurts a lot, right? I don't need to change because that's just how I am. Well, if they don't like it, then they need to whatever, right? Because that's just how I am, fool. That's just how I do things, fool. Ah. All right, we're all offended. Let's just go home now. Is that not painful? I don't know. If you're not feeling pain, you're either sleeping, which is fine, then, or you're not a fool at all. Like, tell me how you do that. So the question today, are you teachable? Are you? And my hunch is probably less than you think you are. If I know human nature, and I know American human nature, probably less than you think you are. Let's dive into the spirit of Proverbs, into the spirit of wisdom, into this revelation. Guys, like wisdom is just saying, come on, guys. Come on, gals. Come on, ladies. Come on, men. Come on, kids. Do you want to keep yourself from bumping your head into the wall every time you walk around the corner? Yeah. Then you got to look at these things a little differently. Well, I don't know. See, that's it. That right there, that's it. That's what I'm talking about. It's that thing. You've got an answer for everything. You think you're right and you think you know and you can give me a verse for it, but just, are you really evaluating your life? Are you really opening up your heart? Are you really teachable? A lot of us, okay, if I haven't offended you yet, just hang on. A lot of us, we feel like we're teachable, and we're really teachable when I hang out with my friends who tell me things that I want to hear. Okay, nobody left yet. That's good. That's kind of how I listened to my buddy. He told me not to do this, and I didn't do it. You kind of already had that in your head. But wait till someone says something that rubs you the wrong way, but you know it's probably true. See how teachable you are then, sunshine. Right? We like to bristle, and we're like, and in the back of your minds, you're going, I know they're right, but I don't want to listen to that. Or if you're further down the fool path, you don't even know they're right. You're just, here's fool body language. Right? I don't need to listen to that. You know what? Well, who are they anyways? Well, look at their life. Okay, fine. Just write them off completely. Don't be teachable at all. I'm sure that's going to work out good. Proverbs 14:8 says this. The wisdom of the prudent is to give thought to their ways, but the folly of fools is deception. He's saying that fools are deceived. They think that they've kind of got the corner on life, and what they don't know is they're shooting themselves in the foot, but they don't even know. In fact, they think they're right. They think that they know all they need to know already. And people on the outside are going, boy, if you just, okay, I won't say any more of that, because you just can't get through. They don't want to listen. Fools are not teachable. Now, we're all teachable, right? All the time? Okay, we're going to make that our goal. I don't want to be not teachable. And I just want to say, in my own journey, I mean, just if I'm honest with you, it's a rough journey here for me. I mean, fool snaza. I can take these verses and put them on my feet and tie up the laces, man. These are, you know, I've walked these out. And fortunately, the Holy Spirit and a wife and a loving parents and in-laws have, really? Idiot? Okay, come on. Fortunately, there's at least a little glimpse of hope. Because this stuff is so easy to walk in. It's so easy to think we know what's what, isn't it? And you're not going to answer it all anymore, are you? Everyone's like, I don't know what I'm getting in trouble for now. I'm just not going to say anything. It's so easy for us to fall into these patterns. It's so easy for us to adopt these mentalities because it's deception. Yeah, we think we've got the corner on truth and smarts and whatever it is in life. We like being teachable when it's the right person. Yeah, boy, I can really learn lots from so-and-so. Yeah, you probably can. I'm not saying that you can't. But the first time a lesson comes along that doesn't look like you want it to or feel like you want it to or you don't like that person, all of a sudden, we're not teachable anymore. And that's what fools do. Doing wrong is fun for a fool. But living wisely brings pleasure to the sensible. How do I know what doing wrong is? How do I know what's wrong? The Word of God tells me what's right and what's wrong. That's how I know. I don't go by feelings. I go by the Word of God. Here's the thing about wisdom. We haven't talked a lot about this. We think of wisdom as this kind of intellectual, I'm so wise, right? But biblical wisdom, listen to this. Biblical wisdom always has a moral component to it. There's always holiness. There's always righteousness that's infused and built into biblical wisdom. It's not just smarts. And it's not just doing life well. It's righteousness. There's character and holiness built into biblical wisdom. You can't separate it. You can't just be wise and then have an evil heart. There is no definition of wisdom like that in the scriptures. Every time you see wisdom, there's this moral component to it. That's why it says that living wisely brings pleasure to the sensible, but doing wrong, doing sinful things is fun for a fool. So we all sin, we all fall short, we all mess up, but fools decide to make sinful things a practice for their lives. So, and I'm not just talking about something that you've been praying about, and it's like an addiction or something you're trying to break in your life. I'm talking about something you're just fully engaged in. Well, yeah, the Bible says it's wrong, but you know what? God loves me, and I'm just going to just keep blaming fool. It's just, the Bible just says it. It just calls it out. You're living like a fool. There's destruction in mind for you. Don't get on that path. Take the off-ramp. Get off of that path and get on the path of wisdom, living wisely. But fools look for pleasure in that and fun in that, where there's this kind of level up where you start living wisely and you go, oh, this is enjoyable. I like living wisely. There's a freedom in living wisely. There's a benefit in living wisely. There's a blessing in living wisely. Fools, here we go. Grumpy fools. Fools show their annoyance at once. Once you all that have machinery or cattle, to keep this verse in mind. Fools show their annoyance at once, but the prudent overlook an insult. The year was 2021. The place was the internet, or traffic, or a long line at Walmart, or pretty much anywhere outside of your home, or even in your home. And we decided that showing our annoyance at once was somehow a badge of honor or strength or courage. Listen, it's not courage. It's not smart. It's not wisdom. It's not strength to get be the first one in the room torqued off because something's not going the way you think it should. Now you're gonna be the strong woman or the strong man. It's not. Fools show that. Who's right? Society, your emotions, or the Word of God? I hope that the pain that we're feeling that I see in your eyes is as tangible as it is in my own heart right now, because, man, this is the stuff that hurts makes you grow. It's the stuff that hurts that makes you grow. I love you guys. I love my job. I don't want to be run out of town, right? But man, this stuff, like if it's all just kumbaya and pats on the back, we're never going to grow. We need to hear this kind of stuff. We don't want to give parts of our life over to foolish behavior. We want to thrive. We want to do well. So fools show their annoyance at once. Go ahead. Just say something to me. Go ahead and make a post. Go ahead. Tell me it's going to be another 5 minutes. I'll let you know how informed I am, or you'll let me know how much of a fool you are. Others will be informed. This one's painful. A wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish man despises his mother. Fools are so caught up in being right that they just wreck relationships. They wreck family. And I don't know that they always intend to, but they're so focused on themselves and they're right and they know that everyone else fades to a distant second. Everyone else is just collateral damage. You know, well, if they don't like me for who I am, then fool. I'm not calling you a fool. I'm just saying the Bible says fool. Fool. Man, I don't want to be that. But I know that my natural tendency, I know my flesh loves to be a fool. So does yours. Our flesh loves to be a fool because we love to be right. We love to be vindicated. We love to be the one in charge. We love to be the know-it-all. We love to talk and let people know how smart I am and how I can tell them what for. Fool. Like, we don't want to wreck these relationships because of our flesh. You guys know this verse. This one's quoted all the time, but here's what this is talking about. As a dog returns to its vomit, so a fool repeats his foolishness. This is what we were talking about in the first place. Just because I jump off the bales and slide down the rope and burn my hands, my story from last week. See, the fool would heal up his hands and run off the bales, and because I've done grippers this week, you know, now I'm going to have a strong enough grip this time and launch off and do the same thing all over again. As a dog returns to its vomit, like the foolishness, if you don't take measures, if you're being a fool, you're stuck. You just keep coming right back to it. Keep coming. That's one of the signs to know. Here's the deal. We've read a couple verses about this. This folly, it's deception. And what's the tricky part about deception? You don't know that you're deceived. That's the tricky part about deception. Deception would be great if you're like, oh yeah, I'm getting tricked here. We get tricked when we don't know that we're being tricked. So this foolishness keeps bringing us back to the same place, and we don't even know that we're deceived. So some of us, listen, some of us, not you, but some of us, I have been acting like fools, and I have no one in mind. I'm just saying this as a blanket statement. And if you find yourself, here's a good litmus test. Do I keep bumping my head on the same wall? Do I keep hitting the same ditch in the same place? Now, it might be that I've got a besetting sin. You know, maybe I've got some baggage that, you know, maybe it's just a spiritual thing. And that's one thing. But if I'm just making poor choices, and I'm continually making poor choices, right? Yeah, it just seems like every time I go to John's place, I end up, whatever. End up getting in a fight. All right, well, this time I'm going to pray for patience. What happened? Well, I went to John's place. What happened? I got in a fight. Next time, I'm going to bring my Christian friends with me. They're going to talk me down. Hey, what happened? Well, we all went to John's. What happened? I got in a fight. My friends left. Maybe the problem is you're going to John's. Hello? As a dog returns to its vomit, a fool repeats his foolishness. Prudence says, think about your ways. But I want to go to John's, so I just need to figure out how to get, right? We've had some of these conversations, Jim. Like, not about me, but like, stop doing the thing that you're doing that produces the result that you're getting, and stop thinking that you're going to change one thing and it's going to be, just dial back. Like, go one step further back and just be like, okay, I'm not going to do that at all. I'm just going to go on this path. Not a fool. Not a fool. Wise. Those who trust in themselves are fools. Those who walk in wisdom are kept safe. See, we don't often want to think that we're trusting in ourselves, but how often are we? That trust is a pretty tricky word. We want to feel like we're putting our hope and our trust in the, you know, it's what Mary and I both wrote about in our newsletter articles. You know, what are you putting your hope in? What are you building our trust in? I want to say it's all God, but how often am I really putting trust in me? How often am I playing the fool? Got a good quote here from Robert Diefenbaugh. He says, it's possible to reduce the cause of foolery or the causes of being a fool to two principal choices, the decision to distrust God and the decision to trust one's own heart. Two things that you can guarantee that you're going to walk the path of a fool is distrusting God while God doesn't know. And we might not say that overtly or out loud or as plainly as that, but am I trusting God as the supreme authority, as the one who knows best, and am I trusting myself? Because that's a guaranteed path to foolishness. Now, what do we do with our foolishness? What do we do with fools? How do we see the simpleton? You know, they just needed to know. They need someone to tell them. You know, they need someone to invite them into wisdom. Like, come on, buddy, stop being ignorant. Okay, didn't know I was. Yep, I know. So come on over, get some wisdom. Okay, like it's great. But what about a fool? See, here's the problem with the fool. These are my favorite pair of verses in the top 10 in the Bible. I just love them. Do not answer, this is Proverbs 26, 4 and 5. Do not answer a fool according to his folly, or you yourself will be just like him. Next verse. Answer a fool according to his folly, or he will be wise in his own eyes. Yeah, the Bible, it's all full of contradictions. Here's one of them. And what you need to know, if you find something like this, then we need to know that either, number one, Solomon was dumb. Not the case. Can't be that. So that maybe there's something going on that's a little deeper than the surface. So one's telling us to answer a fool according to his folly. Another one's saying, don't answer a fool according to his... wait a minute. Those are commands. Am I supposed to answer or am I supposed to not answer? Which is it? Yes. This is highlighting the lost cause of a fool. Man, you're not going to help them. You're not going to help them with words. You can answer them, and if you do answer them, then you'll get sucked. Anyone ever get sucked into an argument or conversation that you knew going in? Like, you're not trying to get sucked in, but all of a sudden you find yourself neck deep, and you're like, oh, I knew it. That's what that first verse is saying. You answer him in the middle of his folly, and you're just going to get drug right in, and everyone's just going to get beat up, and sloshing around in a washing machine, banging your heads, right? The second one is like, well, if you don't answer him in his folly, he's going to think he's wise. He's going to just walk out. See, I did. You know, they didn't say nothing. Yeah, I knew. I got him on that one. And you're like, oh. That's the problem with a fool. Simpleton, he's just mainly ruining his own life. A fool is ruining your life and your life and your life. Fools just cause this wake of destruction around them. And these verses are just telling us, yeah, you're probably not going to win with a fool. Don't speak to fools, for they'll scorn your prudent words. So we see now that a simpleton, you should talk to them, invite them, call them, tell them to step into wisdom, right? You know, inform them, teach them. Fools, see, you're at level two now. And Solomon's telling us, if you're bent on being a fool, no one's going to come up and say, hey, you know, I was wondering if you should change that. Pfft, not going to work. And you're going to get sucked into folly. You can get drawn into the washing machine conversation there. Another version of that says, don't waste your breath on fools, for they'll despise the wisest advice. So what is the answer then? Well, this is Old Testament, so we'll see. A whip for the horse, a bridle for the donkey, and a rod for the backs of fools. Okay, well, that seems good. All right. Proverbs 27:22 says, you cannot separate fools from their foolishness, even if you grind them like grain with a mortar and pestle. It's painting this picture of if you've gone past the simpleton level and you've decided to just stay in that kind of behavior, you're not going to listen to advice, then yikes, you can do some drastic measures and you're not going to drive the foolishness from you. It says, condemnation is ready for scoffers and beatings for the backs of fools. Often getting into a word exchange with someone who's being a fool is only going to end up in your own destruction. Can anyone relate to that? I think we all are rehearsing conversations in our mind that we've experienced that. Who's someone who's bent on being a fool, when our recourse with that is conversation, words, well, I think that this is maybe the way, or that you shouldn't do that, or you should do that. Often it's not good. And we see that there's this, you know, we don't often beat fools today, you know, that's a different culture. But at the very least, it's like they've got to learn the hard way. So sometimes, maybe, just maybe, I'm not giving you this advice. I'm pointing out what I think is a truth rather than giving you advice. Does that make sense? No, that's okay. Sometimes taking our hands off and letting people hit bottom, letting them, and just praying for their safety as they go along the way. Because if they're bent on being a fool, the Proverbs is telling us that your words often aren't good. I'm not saying that you shouldn't try words, okay? That's what I'm saying. This isn't necessarily advice. It's more of an observance, which is what a lot of Proverbs really is. It's an observance of how life works. Sometimes if someone is bent on being a fool, sometimes we have to, we can't control their lives. We just keep loving them, keep praying for them, and just let them, right? And just be there when they're on the rebound. Say, all right, are you ready to listen yet? Okay, guess not. I'll go back home. And that hurts our heart. But I think Solomon is giving us some insight here on how people work. And that's what a lot of Proverbs is how people work. And we want to fight against this and say, I'm gonna make this work, but I don't know. Fools, the problem is that they think they're right. We're just about done. Symptom is they won't listen to anybody. They love to talk. They hate to change. And the result is consequences and death. Now listen, destruction of themselves and of others. That's the problem with fools. Simpletons are just kind of destroying their own lives. Fools, they're just bringing this wake of destruction all around them. One last time, simple, they don't know what they don't know. Their mind is on anything and everything, right? They're just gullible. They love their ways. They just love the simple life. Fools, they know it all. Their mind isn't on anything and everything. Their mind's on themselves. And they hate learning. They love their thoughts. So where are you at today? Question is, are you teachable? Remember we said it last, exactly, help. Yes, we're going to have a help service after this. we're all going to pray and bandage up our toes. I think it was last week, to the level that you're able to receive instruction is the level to which you're able to walk in wisdom. And that is just a cold, hard truth. Now some of you are thinking, well, I'm pretty wise already. Hold on, just wait a minute. We need to start at the beginning again. Those kind of thoughts, man, those are fool thoughts. We want to be instructed first and foremost by the Word of God and by people that care about us and love us and want to help us and see our lives. Like, man, there's a lot of instruction. There's a lot of reflection that can happen in life if we're willing to be taught, if we're instructable, if we're teachable. Take a breath. Are you alive still? Did you make it through? Are you ever coming back again? I just love this beauty from Solomon and others, but primarily Solomon. That's just saying, here's how life works. If you fall from the simpleton category and you just choose to stay the course, you slip into being a fool. And then you're just going to repeat your folly. And you're going to talk a lot. And you're going to be really annoying because you think you know it all. And everyone needs to hear you talk about it. And you're not going to be teachable. And you're going to lead yourself and others to destruction. And I just love, as much as that hurts, how beautiful it is that Solomon's saying, you're not to being a mocker yet. Because once you get to a mocker, pretty much all hope is lost. What do you got to do? You got to flog a mocker. But I love that. You flog a mocker, and the simple gain instruction. The simple get wise. See, they're not resistant. We're finished with this. Simple aren't resistant. They just don't know. So you beat a mocker, you flog a mocker, and the simple are like, I don't want to be that guy. What do I need to do to not be that guy? Because they're not evil. They're not resistant. They just don't know. They're just clueless. They're just wrecking their life. They just didn't need to be taught. Fools, they're going to get beat, and hopefully they'll learn, right? Hopefully the pain of their consequences will teach them, and they can, with some nudging from some loving friends and the Holy Spirit, they can walk out of being a fool. The simple, hopefully they just see, right? Hopefully you're if you've got any simpleness in your life, you're just going, oh, well, I need to dive into that. I need to just learn. If you're being a fool, stop trying to be right. That's my final parting words. Stop trying to be right. Stop trying to insist that you're right. Stop it. Stop. Just stop. Stop. Just entertain the thought for a split second that you might not be. Just not even saying dwell on it. Just give it a little. Maybe I don't know everything. And there's some hope for you. Now, I don't think that we're walking in that, but if any of that resonates in your heart, let's steer clear of that. Let's not slip into those patterns, because there's a lot of foolishness out there these days. And we want to walk in wisdom. We want to walk up here, not down in nastiness. Amen? Amen? Amen. God, I just pray that we would walk as wise, not as fools, God. Help it not to take crashing to teach us, God. I just pray today that maybe we're just very into the beginnings of fools, and we can see from this and get our way out of it, God. Pray that if we're simple, that we would become wise, God. That we would hear your heart, learn from you, and walk in your ways. In Jesus' name, amen.